Proclamation number 4972 of 24th of September, 1950. Different schools of thought. Love guarantees truth. It is a completely free matter of will in which school of thought people want to move, and no restriction is imposed on them by me. Yet they will never lack opportunities to take notice of different teachings and different schools of thought so that they can freely decide. But they will always have the opportunity to practice love, and accordingly they will also come close to the truth. Thus they will join the school of thought which brings me closer to them. Love alone guarantees them the truth, for even a teaching which corresponds to the truth will remain without understanding for someone who ignores love, just as, conversely, the loving human being is able to separate truth from error or lies and thus will find the right path to me in every school of thought. It would be of little or no value if I wanted to cleanse a school of thought of all error, for the individual's way of life would very soon disfigure the pure again as soon as it was conducted without love. And thus even a church founded in utmost truth could show considerable deviations in a short time, because the human being with free will cannot be forced into love. But without love the truth could not exist either, and thus even the purest teaching very soon becomes clouded where people lack love. Hence I can only preach love again and again and instruct my servants on earth to mention it first, so that people will now also realize where the truth is and where my adversary works by bringing error and lies underneath the truth in order to suppress it and thus also make me unrecognizable to people. Therefore it is irrelevant which school of thought a person belongs, because he will only ever live in truth if he lives in love, but this can only be preached but not necessarily achieved. For this reason the first and last commandment is love for God and neighbor, for only the fulfillment of this commandment guarantees a change in truth. It guarantees membership of the right church which I myself founded on earth, for love brings with it the recognition of truth and thus also the right faith, the conviction that the human being is in truth. Therefore strive much more for a life of love than for a specific spiritual direction, and then you will also take the right path, the path of truth, which leads to eternal life, to me, who is love and truth myself. Amen.